Ladies and gentlemen, this is the voice of One Wheel from TTR Studios. You're listening to the podcast, and I'm your host, Adam Carluccio. Welcome back, folks. We had so much fun making this one, and I'm really glad you guys are here because Jimmy Parman is going to join us, and he and his crew, boy, they are putting together one heck of a video for you guys. One Love is the name of the compilation from riders all across the world that sent in over 250 gigabytes of data for these guys to sift through, all free of charge, all on their own time, just so that we can have an epic one-wheel video. So thanks to them, we'll talk to them here in a bit. Belly and I will get in our typical antics as per usual from across the country. I'm in Studio B, and he's over there in DC, Studio A with Clyde. And we will also clean out the closets of the archives with the saved videos throughout the week. Everything that we thought was interesting across the internet about One Wheels. It was a fun one, so get ready, folks, and join us for another Voice of One Wheel in TTR Studios. Get up! Aaron Hipple, Amanda Thompson, Ben Sims, Bradley Spence, Brandon DeFries, Brandon Ogden, Brendan Schirmeyer, Chris Richardson, Corey Bainey, Isaac Kozlowski, Isaiah Beatty, Jack LaBelle, Jack Talley, James Paul, Jeff Foote, Jessica Jones, Jimmy Parman, Joel Rees, Jonathan Stock, Joshua Phelan, Keel Hart, Once Year, Patrick Seymour, Rebecca Randolph, Rick Miller, Russ Chamberlain, Ryan Cantrell, Ryan Lanigan, Ryland Lanigan, Sean Anderson, Sean Nelson, Terry Peter, The Fish Stick, Tim Tapscott, Tim Plebel, Tom Plebel, Travis Steck, VB Pretend, and your boy, Vitaly Borisov, in the house, baby! There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Belly is in Studio A. Your boy Looch Dog here in Studio B. We're ready to rock and have a blast with you on this week's Voice of One Wheel. Good morning, Belly. How you doing, bud?
Good. Another fun day as always, Looch. How you doing today?
I'm great, man. We didn't get that scroll ready in time. So if you're wondering who the hell we were just naming, those are the members of our army. Thank you for joining our Patreon. It grows by the day. We appreciate it. We will now be doing shows on Thursday live on the Patreon only. So if you want some more of your boys, Looch and Belly, we will dedicate our time for you. We're happy to do it. We will do it exact same time, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. on the East Coast, only in the Patreon page. It is patreon.com/TTRStudiosLLC for a bonus episode every single week. Starting this week, we will see you there Thursday morning or afternoon, depending on where you hail. Belly, are you pumped? I'm pumped to do it.
Always, man. It's going to be fun. We're going to get into some random things, talk about our thoughts and feelings.
Well, it'll be one-wheel stuff, but it will give us a chance to kind of deviate a little bit from that and do a little bit more of the comedy that we love to do and the hijinks and the fun. And also, we're giving away a Leaf Tech in the middle of June to all of our patron members. So really, thank you.
Whoa. Over there. To one of our lucky patron members, they are getting one. Not to all Absolutely. Of them are getting them. Slow your roll. Can't afford it.
So, yes, that is absolutely true, Belly. And if you want to join, all you got to do is sign up for at least the $3 tier. Super easy. You got a chance to win a Leaf Tech, one of the V2s, like the newer ones. It's only got like 20 miles on it. It's mine. I took care of it, and it is in perfect working order. So hopefully somebody wins that. But we've got a huge show today, Belly. What is going on in the social media lounge? What are we serving?
We're serving just fresh mixed fruit with some juices.
Okay.
Which is exactly what I have right here.
Tell them what happened. Tell them what happened and what you mean by that. And if you're on the podcast, he's eating a bowl of Belly's berries for Belly. Thank you very much.
Summer berries. Here's a strawberry.
I yelled at him very early this morning and then he just walked off camera.
Walked off.
The first thing that happened when he calls me on Skype, he's got a big bowl of fruit and an open Red Bull sitting next to all the equipment. And I was just like,
you don't even know how full that Red Bull was, man.
It doesn't matter. It is one of my biggest pet peeves, and I'm sorry. So, yes, we're serving berries and juice. That's awesome for the social media lounge.
This is a kiwi. Today.
Yeah. Have fun. So on the podcast, which is blowing up, that is in multiple cities and states. And we're just in different countries across the world. So thank you for joining us there.
We've got Jimmy Parman, who's going to be on today. He's the guy who sets everything on fire. You might know him as that, right? But he's definitely the one from the Dallas crew who is putting together all of these clips for us, and they're making a one wheel production. It is unreal how much they have gotten, how much content that they have gotten sent to them. And he and his production company, they're putting this together, and it's going to be awesome. He's going to come on and he's going to talk about it. And I am so pumped to tell you that they're going to drop it a week early on our Patreon page too. So our patrons are starting. It's been a while. It took us a minute, but we're starting to hook you up here. So if you want to see and reap all of these benefits, just head over to our Patreon page, patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC. Belly, the archive, is it full? Is it empty? Like, what are we looking for today?
You're talking about, let's see, our archive is always full. That's the best part about the one. Oh, am I wrong?
You're absolutely right, man. I've got something on Future Motion. I've got something from a review on the one wheel that doesn't really look like a review. We'll talk about that. I've got a $903 repair for a board that's never been in the water. I've got people talking about the one wheel giving them health benefits. I'd like to see if that's you, or maybe you think they're just kind of talking out of their a-hole. Who sees? We'll see.
I tell you what, it sounds like you're spreading the stoke butter on this one.
I am going to spread the stoke butter. It's almost like you're a producer of the show. He's in my head. He knows where we're going. We're pumped to tell you about stokebutter.com today, and we will do all of that coming up. In fact, you want to start with that, Belly? Because that's a fun one.
Yeah, let's start with that. I mean, some of you may know our friend from the North, our friendly friend from the North, Canadian Dave here. He's come up with something very intriguing for those one-wheelers. And, you know, I used to be huge into this game, which was going onto websites to get limited edition shirts. Yep. Well, guess what? We're spreading the stoke butter here. If you want to go to Looch right now.
Okay, well, so here's what we do. This is from Parker. He's going to do a special promo for Voice of One Wheel listeners. And when they buy a shirt at checkout, there's a place to enter a secret code. Okay? So what you're going to do is you're going to go over to stokebutter.com. And when you buy anything, you buy a shirt, whatever, when you check out, enter the code Voice of One Wheel, V-O-O-W. Doesn't really matter. He's going to read them all. So as long as it has to do with Voice of One Wheel, just say Voice of One Wheel. And that will enter you into a giveaway. He's going to raffle off next month's shirt for free. So somebody each month is going to get the new month's shirt. He's doing a new shirt every month, and he's going to give one away each month on our show. So all you have to do to enter that raffle is buy a shirt, whatever you buy on stokebutter.com. When you buy it all month, put in the code Voice of One Wheel at checkout, and that will enter you for next month's giveaway. We're going to do this every single month, and we're starting with the code Voice of One Wheel. But Belly, what are we going to do next month? Perfect. We're going to make it up our own on the show. We'll come up with our own code with the Social Media Lounge and kind of join and bring everybody in together on a really cool thing for some really cool shirts that are funny, well-made, original, and from somebody who's doing a lot for the community. So head over to stokebutter.com, buy anything, buy a shirt, buy something. And when you do, enter the promo code Voice of One Wheel, and you just might get a free one next month. Look at that.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Thank you. Oh man, Belly, let's just take a minute, man. Like I'm running here. I'm flying around. I want to know, how are you doing? Are you pumped about your pint? Like, it's coming.
Slowly but surely. The date just got pushed back for my pint. So we'll see.
What? Excuse.
It got pushed back like 4 days, 5 days, from the 5th to something like the 13th or something like that.
Are you saying on May the 4th it got pushed back to the 5th?
Well, it's all the way in July is when I'm actually getting it.
Jeez. All right. Well, then I'll just hop on the EUC or something. You can ride mine. I need Belly on a one wheel. But first, since we discussed May the 4th, do you see the Glowy Zoe run, Belly, that was going on in DC?
Yeah, that was a really cool one. We've got a few videos sent in to us, and of course, we're very close to it.
Why don't you show them, man? Let's show them that one. Can you do the saved one first, the one that's in the save file? I don't know if you have that up, but that one's from Lance Kasten. The DC crew, the DMV riders, it's live. Really neat because there's. I think we have enough riders in this area near Studio A to literally put on a mini Float Life Fest. It's absurd. And the participation of the riders, I'm not saying it's any better or less than anybody else. I don't know. I know there's a lot of Boston riders. There was a ton of people in, I think Portland the other day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I saw a post that Portland had like 50 riders out on a mob ride. So
yeah, absolutely incredible. And, you know, so it's not a competition here, although we could make it a friendly one.
Right. You just start biker gangs.
Well, Billy, our group and the DMV group, they love their glowy Zoe outfits. Mm-hmm. And so Emily and Chris Jakes set up, huge fans of the show. We're huge fans of them. They set up this May the 4th ride. And your boy Lance Kasten gets lightsabers for everybody. Billy, show them these jokers running around D.C.
We are live glowy Zoe style right now. In D.C., and here they all come.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah, baby, let's go! Where are you glowing? Where are you glowing? Woo-hoo!
I love it, man. I love it so much. Can you just imagine what it must look like as a driver? Just somebody on the road who turns around and looks and sees all these people riding something that by itself looks ridiculous.
Never seen like Rambo.
But then they're also dressed up with glowy Zoes, and oh, by the way, they've got lightsabers. I love it. Tell me this thing doesn't bring out the kid in you. Change my mind.
Change my mind, he says.
I mean, seriously, what else out there can allow you, like, how many of your friends own a glowy Zoe costume who don't ride a one wheel? How many of them go around in groups as you get older? You know, it's hard to find things to do. It's hard to find friends and people who are willing to get out and go find a sitter so that they can go do something. Like, as we get older, it's hard to find friends and groups of people to go out and do stuff with. And it's just, anytime I do get to do this, it's a blessing. It really is. I got to ride with Nate. His last name is
escaping
right
you
now,
it seems, but
it's escaping me, it is. But we rode the WOND trail, which goes like 50 miles. We didn't do all of those, but it was my first full XR run, and I just wanted to say shout out to him and all the guys in the DC crew: Daniel, Kevin Barrett, Max, my man Max, Mad Max, Rebecca Randolph, everybody over here, Lance Kasten.
Speaking
Kasten,
of
there's
the,
too many to name.
Speaking
George
of
Charlo.
The Jakes, they did send me a video as well from this weekend's float. If you want me to pop that
playing
on
for the people, I love it. Oh, look at that. You got the monument in the background. Just kind of narrating for our wonderful podcast listeners right now. We're showing video, and this is our meeting spot. It's Abraham Lincoln's cottage. And then you can just kind of take this little path, and it'll just go all the way through the mall, and you can see the Capitol building at the same time as the Washington Monument. It's really neat, man. It really is. You know, people come in to DC and they're like, oh yeah, there's a lot of museums. It's pretty neat. I'm like, no, there's a lot of one-wheel riders. That's what you got. That's what you got. Look at that. With the monument in the background. So what I would like for you guys to do is send me your city on some runs. You know, try to keep it to a minute if you can. But let's start highlighting different areas. I think, you know, Belly, if you think about it, you know your boy Sly Dog Stroh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Stroh gets a crap ton of attention on YouTube and on Instagram. And you know...
Well deserved. The dude rides.
Oh, it is well deserved. Absolutely. 100% well deserved. And I was looking, I was like, why? What do people like so much? What do I like so much about his videos? You know what it is? It's like he takes you on a ride with him. It's like he brings you through. Like, I feel like I have a good feeling of the city of Chicago that I've never been to, strictly from watching Sly Dog Stroh's videos. That's his name on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's Andrew Stroh. And so what I thought might be a cool idea, now that we have the DMV videos with the glowy Zoe, you know, send us your stuff. We're going to have Jimmy Parman on here in just about a minute. And he's from Dallas. I know the Dallas crew rides. You know, I want to see Jonathan Stock. I know I keep saying this, but he actually will join us next week. He is working now, and he says hello to everybody. He can't be here today. But I want to see some Denver Rocky Mountain Mob video. I want to see what the people in Portland are doing. I want to see what the people in Boston are doing. Start showing us your cities through the rides. Man, how cool would that be?
Oh yeah,
that's your homework, right?
Video, the little rides of video tours of the cities. I know we've seen a couple of them here and there from all the crews, but like, yeah, that's always great to get out, show those really historic sites of the area. I mean, people don't know this. Some people don't know this who have never been to D.C. The National Mall isn't a mall, folks. You don't go shopping there. That is where our country's great monuments are. That is the National Mall. So when we say National Mall, we're not saying go shopping.
It's almost like the quad at college. Like, yes. It's just like a big lawn.
It's a huge lawn. Huge lawn. Covers the whole
place. I swear to you, I was like 22 before I realized that wasn't a shopping mall. So let's get Jimmy on here. Are you ready for him?
Absolutely.
Belly?
I'll go grab him.
All right, let's do that. Belly and Clyde will do their thing in Studio A. I'm over here in Hollywood Studio B, and let me tell you something right now. It's beautiful, sunny, 72 in D.C. What is this I'm looking at? Nothing but clouds and rain and 60s in L.A. right now. This is crap. This is a bunch of crap. So while we are transitioning, I do want to let you guys know, if you have any kind of citations or anything, you got a ticket, I want you to talk to Troy Hendrick, a.k.a. Once Year, and Hendrick and Henry Law in Floatlanta, Georgia. He's fighting for the rights of one-wheelers, e-skaters, bicyclists, all your transportation devices. So if you've been injured or you're fighting the law from a citation or an arrest, hit up www.hendrickhenrylaw.com. Once more, that's www.hendrickhenrylaw.com or message Once Year on Facebook. Do we have him on the line, Belly?
We're working on it. It looks like he's pulling up now. Yes, we have them all on the line. We're going to jump over here.
Adam, what's up, buddy?
Jimmy, what's going on, man? Who are you here with?
Got Derek Gilbert on the left of me and Brian Bailey on the right.
How's it going? What's up? What's up, fellas? How we doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Dude, what? You guys are in Dallas, right?
That's correct.
Okay, who is the best city of riders right now? Go ahead and make a bold claim.
The best rivals?
City?
No, what city has the best one-wheel riders, the best group of one-wheel riders, in your opinion?
You know, it'd have to be us. The first group to do a 100-mile run together and first group to have the largest group ride was 61 riders. So right now the title resides with us, Adam.
Okay, I'll give it to you because I heard a lot of people saying there's no other city with more stoke than Dallas, Texas.
Love it.
Yeah, it's probably a close second from Portland, we're going to hold on to the first place as long as we can.
All right, well, you hold on to it. Give me names over here. On the left, who is that?
My left is Derek Gilbert.
Derek, and then what was my other guy's name over there? What's your name, dude?
Right.
How's it going?
What's up, man? What was that you cut out?
Brian Bailey.
Brian Bailey. Okay, cool. So are you guys all – let's start with Jimmy. Who are these two dudes next to you? Why don't you intro them?
So Derek's been – we've been riding together for a little over a year now. Derek's done a lot of the videos that we've put together, and Brian's new to the crew for about 6 months or so, but he's sending it big with his son. He did that seesaw jump. I don't know if you saw that. And he jumped the scooters, which was badass. So Brian's out there just sending stuff, and Derek and I don't have to anymore, so we can just film him. So he's basically how we talk into stuff.
Well, I love what you guys are doing with all of the videos that are coming in. If anybody doesn't realize it, just tell the people what the point of this whole One Love video was from the get-go. How did it get started?
You know, so we had 2 years worth of collection of videos from the Dallas crew, and including the 100-mile group ride and the 61-member largest group ride. I had a ton of videos, and I thought it'd be cool to put them all in some kind of a compilation film. And then I saw Jeff McCosker do the first kickflip, and I was like, that's badass. Then I saw Isaac Kozlowski, and sorry, Isaac, I'm butchering your name.
I think you got it.
Oh, yeah, no. So I'm not going to try your name. I'm just calling you DJ Lucci.
But watch that. That wasn't even right.
I actually like DJ Lucci, to be fair.
So anyway, I saw Isaac just go. It's just sending off some crazy stuff. And I was thinking, you know what? There's guys out there that not everybody has seen that are just doing some really cool stuff on the one wheel. And, you know, and it inspired me to ride harder and, it inspired my riding. And so I thought I'd send it out to the public can ask for videos and careful what you ask for, because I have about 250 gig worth of data, and now I'm trying to figure out what the hell to do with it all. So and that's why these guys are here, because they're going to help.
So Derek, what is the end result of this video going to be?
I don't want to give it away, but it's going to be pretty awesome, epic. Maybe a few explosions, maybe a few jumps over explosions, but yeah, we'll see.
So, Brian, am I right then that this is basically a compilation of everybody sending in their videos and you guys, are you finding the best stuff? Are you putting everything making it? Like what makes the cut?
Well, the coolest thing is that it started as a Dallas video and then this is more of an international sport now than it ever was before. So we were seeing everybody send it, like Isaac, shout out, dude, you're amazing. That inspires us to go bigger. And we got footage from everyone and then it turned into something that was bigger than what we wanted, which is awesome.
Yeah, Adam, one thing to answer your question, one thing to keep in mind is that not everybody does big tricks and not everybody, one wheel is something to each person, that one wheel is something that they value, whether it be the floats, big tricks, group rides, the social aspect of one wheel. So that's what the film's really going to be, a piece of all that, so everybody can relate to it. It's just not going to be big stunts. It's just not going to be setting shit on fire. It's just not going to be floats. It's going to be every aspect of one wheel. So,
and we're trying to get everybody involved too. So when people are like, I don't know if my video is going to make the cut or not, we're trying to find a way to get, even if it's like 2-3 seconds, maybe they'll see their video. We're trying to get everybody.
Belly, do you want to see any fails on this video?
I think, don't ruin the ending, man. Don't ruin the ending.
Whoa. I would say that the one thing you need from fails is it's just bloopers. Those are all bloopers, and you always get the views on the bloopers.
Oh, for sure.
Without a doubt. It's like a NASCAR race, right? You guys to ground for the wreck. So the fails are epic, and and most of the fails, people got up and walked away. Some they didn't. So we'll probably try to keep the ones that they didn't limited. So
yeah.
What are you thinking? Actually, this will actually be kind of fun. I want to read a comment. You can comment on this or not. I want to read something that I saw. It's a post that somebody put out there, and maybe just get your take on it. Is that all right, Jimmy?
Sure.
All right, so it says, this is from somebody in the One Wheel Owners group, and they said, over the years, I've seen a lot of reports of people talking about the workout they get, improved strength, balance, core, and legs, weight loss, etc., but Future Motion seems to only be marketing the One Wheel as an alternative transportation device. For me, I never use it to get to run errands or to get to work. I ride, and I carve, and I exercise, and I love it. So is there anything out there outlining the workout you get or some marketing more focused on the exercise benefits? Do you think that the company should actually look at the exercise side of things for a marketing standpoint?
So I saw that. I saw that post yesterday too, Adam, or the day before yesterday. I didn't comment it because we all ride every single day. Johnny Bell, one of the guys I actually started riding with, he's a fitness maniac, probably 8% body fat or something, crazy workout guy. And he'll be the first to tell you, there's not much of a workout for us in one wheeling, and we pretty much carve every day. So
I have to agree, man. Like, I don't think if anything, I feel like I'm gaining weight because I don't walk anywhere anymore. But I wanted to mention Chris Richardson, who also definitely check out. If you're inspired by Isaac and Jeff, I mean, I know those guys shred, and so does Chris. He's got some crazy, never been done before tricks too on his YouTube channel, One Wheel with 3 E's. He's been really focusing on new tricks and bringing them out to the community. But he lost like 30 pounds or 20 pounds or something, 40 pounds. He lost a crap ton of weight.
Which Chris was it, Rhett?
Chris Richardson.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, Chris is going to be in there. All the staples of one wheeling, West Coast, Sly Dog, Chris Richardson, Isaac, Dom, all those guys that inspired me for the past couple years, they're definitely going to be a part of the film.
Can you get Dominique's classmates in there? Because that would be ideal.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll have to shoot him a note and ask him.
Is it going to be them just shouting how crazy Dom is?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So what are you guys excited about with this video? Tell me something that came in that you saw that somebody sent you. All these riders all over the world are sending you these videos. Your production company is putting it together for all of us to view in a professional mindset. What is something that somebody sent in that you were like, what?
Man, there are so many. To be honest with you, from where the sport was when I started, 2 years ago, to where it is now from a sports standpoint, not just recreational, it's crazy what guys are doing. And hopefully, when we put this out, guys that are like, oh, I don't know if I can clear that, they're all of a sudden like, oh, shit, if Dom did it, I can do it. And they'll go bigger and just continue doing it, like I did snowboarding, you know, years ago. So, you know, when the Flying Carrot was doing stuff, then everybody started going bigger and bigger. So
also seeing just the different places people are floating, too. It's just like, cool. That's really cool. You were just talking about it earlier, like sending your city and stuff. But, yeah, we're getting a lot of those. So you get to see some really cool places that these people are riding at.
Yeah, I think Fab just, he was at the Eiffel Tower in Paris. That was really cool. He sent us some video there. Personally, my favorite guys are the Flying Peas, Gustavo's voice.
Kids sure.
Just sending crazy. I mean, they're insane. I saw on One Wheel Kids today that Gus couldn't keep up with them. They were just blasting the streets. So those kids are fun to watch. So.
Brian, you could probably learn a thing or two from that kid, right?
Yeah, that's where I get my form.
That's beautiful. So what do you guys love? Who's the crazy rider, Brian? I say out of the three of you, right?
Yeah.
Do you pad up? Do you wear gear? You wear helmets? What do you wear?
I wear a helmet, sometimes gloves.
So what do you think about this simple stop with the pint? Is that something that, because I know people are talking about it's really great.
I've never been on a pint, so I'd have to try it.
Well, people are loving it for tricks, Brian, because they're saying it's lighter and it's easier to kind of throw around, but.
Yeah, just give me those with some commitment pads and we'll send it.
Okay. All right. Well, all you got to do is win our pint giveaway once we get to 1,000 subscribers on our TTR Studios YouTube channel. Good luck, sir.
Thanks. That sounds easy.
So, hey, go ahead.
You know what? One thing that you'd asked, what the coolest thing we, you know, was sent in, but one of the coolest comments I saw was a guy that said, "Hey, Jimmy, thanks for putting this together. I can finally explain to my girlfriend what One Woman's about." And I know every single person on this call has had a struggle explaining to their best friend, their girlfriend, their wife, their boyfriend, their husband, what the hell the obsession with One Wheel is. And even though it's almost impossible to show the coolness of a float, hopefully this video, they'll be able to say, look, I'm not the only one out there that's obsessed with this. So that's one of our goals. So.
Even better. I'm going to top you on this. Listen to this post from Young Lee. This is beautiful. Nosedived for the second time a couple weeks ago. I consider myself a pretty competent rider, so I was frustrated and decided to sell my One Wheel Plus. Wah, wah. Can't afford to have a major injury at this point in my life. Luckily, I had safety gear and only the board got bad road. And I only got some bad road rash and a bruised shoulder. But a week later, I ended up getting a Halo 2 electric longboard. I rode it for 1 hour, came home, went online and bought an XR. Yeah. Nothing against four-wheel electric boards, but after riding my one-wheel, there's no other feeling like it. Now I have to ride this Halo board till Monday when my XR comes in. FML.
Oh, man. There's just a connection to the one-wheel that's so much different than the longboards.
I think it's the fact that you don't have a hand controller. Have you ever ridden with a board that has a hand controller?
Yeah,
I had a Leaf for a while, and the turning capabilities are cool in that, but it's just not the same as the one wheel.
It's not. And you know, tell us about the Leaf. You rode one. It's, you know, it's not a one wheel.
It was awesome in my parking garage.
Right.
Since you ain't getting any serious streets, you're having a hard time navigating, unlike the one wheel.
Well, what I did notice on that, in case anybody is excited of winning that Leaf Tech on our Patreon page, once you start getting better at the Leaf Tech and you start getting comfortable at faster speeds, you can definitely take on more chopped up terrain, like worse pavement. The bad pavement is so obvious when you're going slowly, and it's just it can be a little bit jarring at first. But I'm glad.
I mean, that's a great prize to win. I just prefer the one wheel over it, obviously.
Oh, dude, if I'm not paying for it and it's for free, I'll ride the hell out of the thing.
Exactly. It's taking the street. Well, maybe not.
But you know, Brian, you were saying, no good on the hand controller. What happens when you fall and you've got a hand controller? The first thing you do is to go to brace. Like, that thing's getting smashed into the ground. Am I wrong?
Or you're losing it.
Yeah. You're looking for it with, like, the Apple TV remote.
Yeah.
But at least you can swap batteries on those bad boys. That way you can carry, that's what we need next.
That's true. You want some swappable batteries? All right, let me ask you this. If we were to give you swappable batteries out of your XR, out of your new Pint, out of whatever, your new one wheel, but that causes it to have more susceptibility to water damage.
They should waterproof it too.
Okay. Okay, good talk. I mean, it's a good point. It's not like they can't badge them for us.
Future Motion has been goofing it off for the past 4 years, so we want it all now.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just take it. I mean, honestly, you make a good point. Like, why can't we just badger them first? You know, why don't we just get into that then? Because there's one more post I wanted to throw your way. I won't read the whole thing, but this person is, it just says, "Unreal, man. Never even wrote it in water." And then it's just a screenshot of a email from Future Motion. I'm not going to read the whole thing and put them on blast, but it does say it was caused. The battery module has been damaged by water exposure. $903 for this. What are our thoughts there?
Ouch.
I would tell him to call Ryan Witz and pick it up for about $400. Call it a day.
Ryan Hurwitz will send you any part that you need for your board, and you can probably part it out for a lot cheaper than this. I will give Future Motion credit when they deserve it. I certainly will, but I cannot see sending in a board for a repair that costs the same as a brand new board now.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's ridiculous.
What? How do we fix that, guys? Like, I know Future Motion listens to this show. Like, talk to them. What would you like to see them fix in that range? How could they fix it? You know, I mean, if the parts cost as much as they cost, what are they supposed to do?
They should just sell parts, man. If they sold parts, it'd be easy. It's a modular board.
True.
I like that. Derek, you got any ideas?
Oh, I mean, I was just, you know, it just shocks me that they go into charging that much, and then they charge you for labor, and then they charge you for shipping it back. But I'm like, why are you going to charge someone to ship it back when they've already paid all this money to you, and now you want them to pay more? And it really sucks for that dude that he's never ridden in water and gotten water damage. But when you look at their ads, it shows people riding in the, like, by the beach, by the water, like in the sand.
Smashing champagne bottles against the board.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's my problem.
And then if you read the manual, it says don't ride near sand or, you know, all that shit. And it's like, it really sucks. But, like, luck of the draw, like, we've been caught in, like, I feel like, monsoons, and my board runs like a champ. Like, right. I haven't had to badger it or anything, but you know, and people are like, I've never ridden in water, but I'm getting water damage. There's obviously something, like, the whoever inspected the board before they sent it, like, there's like a miscommunication or a bump in the production. That how are some of them really good and some of them like half-assed? Like,
now, from the Social Media Lounge, and they bring up a good suggestion. This is Ryan Cantrell here. Why not a protection plan or a service plan that can be offered when you buy the board, where maybe for an extra, you know, $200, your board is covered from all damages for a certain amount of time, or something along those lines where this can be preventable?
Right, but they would still put exclusions on that, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. But this is where they need to more advance into.
I want to make sure that if we're going to call them out for things, one of my biggest pet peeves as a teacher, as a coach, was when, like, a kid would complain and then they would have no answer. It's like, okay, cool. How do we make it better? And they'd be like, I don't know. So if we are going to complain about it, let's definitely give them some ideas. I think that's a great idea from Ryan Cantrell. Ryan in the Social Media Lounge. You know, I think really the only way that cost is going to come down is when we start getting repair centers. Like, you can't just have one place in the entire globe to fix these things, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All where they're trying to get out new boards on a consistent basis as well.
Right, and have everybody ship them in for just minor things like a wheel change. That's tough, man. I like the idea of some sort of insurance. I pay $400 for health insurance. I go to try to, you know, get seen for a broken wrist, and they're like, no, we can't treat it, but you have to come and see us and get a copay so that we can send you off to get an x-ray. What? Who's running that? Future Motion, get out of here. Like, give me a break. So let's get into some Stoke with you guys. What is the best? I'm going to go into lightning round, okay? So we're just going to go, I'm going to throw an answer out, and then we'll just go left to right. Brian, Jimmy, Derek, okay? Quick answer, best thing about the one wheel. Go.
The fly pins.
Okay.
Is it my turn? I forget which way we were going at. I'm sorry. Well, the best thing for me about one wheel is it's you can activate it and start your adventure in your living room at the front door. You don't have to go to the golf course. You don't have to go to the lake. It starts the minute you put it down, and turn it on.
What about you, Derek?
I would just say the freedom. Like, you're free to do anything, really. I feel like when I'm on it, I can go anywhere. Like, I don't have to necessarily take one path. I can be like, choose my own path and then go and then discover things I've never seen before.
Yeah. So,
life becomes a choose your own adventure novel.
Exactly.
So if you now you already kind of touched on this, Brian, what's your favorite mod is what I was going to ask you. I'm guessing it's flight fins.
Yeah, I haven't had to use the fangs yet, but I rock them too.
Oh, cool. I want to see you do some fang drags.
Yeah, Ryan's got the title of that one. And by the way, thanks, Ryan. I think Ryan sent in the John Stock and Ryan sent in the most videos, about 400 each. So
like, I 100% believe that for both of them.
100% believe that. Belly, give him a touchdown.
I'm going to redirect real quick before I get in trouble, but I have to say my favorite accessory is the fish bones, which I put on last night.
From the guys at Concage. You get front and back concave if you want it. Check them out. Concage is where you can find those. That's cool. What about you, Derek?
I honestly would have to say the concave foot pad. Just that was like a big thing for me.
Which one do you ride?
So I've ridden them all. Right now I'm rocking the Cobra, but I had the Extreme, but I had to swap it out for the Finn Extreme. So I'm waiting for that one to come back in. But yeah, honestly, the Cobra is good. I did enjoy the Extreme for the couple of days that I rode it. But then also the One Tail Classic was like my, like I had the Kush too, and I really liked the Kush, but it just wasn't enough concave for me. So I went back to the One Tail Classic, but now I'm rocking the Cobra. So,
can any of you guys end us on something positive from Future Motion? Something that you've seen that you did that you like that they're doing?
You know, I think the pint move was a really good move for them from a marketing standpoint. Yeah. And so more guys buying the board means they're making more money, which means they can spend more money on research and development for their flagship board. And more stoke, right? More guys out there riding, more folks digging one wheel. So it's all cool.
So tell me about those T-shirts. What are we doing with the T-shirts, Jimmy?
I don't know. I was kind of throwing that in your ballpark and let you decide. I think, giving away some T-shirts to folks that become patrons of Voice of One Wheel would be cool.
I mean, I'm all for it. How many do you want to give away here? Because, I mean, I'm happy to do it. We give a T-shirt to anybody who signs up for 10. Yeah. So I saw Ryan Cantrell. Yours is coming.
Yeah. First 10 or 15 guys that sign up for his Patreons get One Love T-shirt.
All right, let's do this. The next 10 people who sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/TTRStudiosLLC, you will be in the running for the free Leaf Tech that we'll be giving away. You will get a free T-shirt from Jimmy Parman and Brian and Derek over there. And also, you will start getting access to our bonus episodes on Thursday. Look at that. Go join it. It's worth it. It's finally worthwhile. Yeah. So thank you guys for adding some value to that. You're going to drop this One Love video a week early on the Patreon page. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely correct.
Oh, man.
For, with the increased amount of video we got from John and Ryan, I'm just kidding. We may have to delay the drop of the video a little, but we're shooting for the middle of June 15th.
Okay.
If that's the case, the 7th, it'll be available on the Patreon channel. 21st is the latest, so the 15th will be available on the Patreon channel.
Okay. I like that. You guys, go answer the door. Somebody's trying to talk to you.
I know, right?
Hey, they think we're in business here. We're actually crew here. So. Thanks for having us, buddy. It was
thanks
awesome.
Thanks
absolutely. Thank you for making the time, guys. We'll have you on anytime you want. You guys are the best.
Thanks. Right. I just want to do a real big quick shout out to Jeff McCosker and Michael Wilson and the DFW One Wheel crew. Last week, my board got smashed up by a fucking truck.
Oh, it was you! You did this on the show!
It was a hit and run, but they all came together, got some parts in, and now she's back to business. And
they immediately jumped in on your post, and they're like, hey, I got your flight fins. Hey, I got your your float plates. It was really cool.
It was awesome to be a part of such a cool community.
So that is Jeff McCosker with the Float Life, and it was also Michael Wolson with his brother Ori Rush with the
Fusion Run.
Fusion from the Dallas
which
crew,
which is pretty much our trail leader here in Dallas. He's the one that
he had some extra bumpers and
Hell yeah! All right, well, guys, I'm glad you're up, Derek. I'm glad you're okay. Jeez.
Yeah, no, it was crazy.
Belly, you got anything for these guys before we let them go?
Another awesome thing, guys. Always bringing stuff to the community helps the community grow. Thank you so much for what you guys do, and thank you for coming on today, guys. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, and One Wheel's a blast, so why not, right? So keep the stoke rolling.
Yes, sir.
Ryan, Jimmy, and Derek, they are putting together the most badass video for you, and they have joined us today. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good one.
Later.
You betcha. You betcha. That was fun. I love talking to these guys, man. Just getting to meet somebody new every single week. Man.
I'm going to try and hang this up without
Yeah, I think you did good. I'm still on the line here, so we'll just see what you do over there with Clyde.
Boom, did it. Bam.
And boom, boom.
Didn't hang up on Luch this time. Yeah.
Good job, man. That was a really good job on your end. I know a lot of people don't see what Belly is doing, but I know what he is doing behind the scenes.
I was eating fruit.
Do it without him, so. Good job, man.
I was just eating fruit.
Eating fruit and drinking juice over all the equipment, yes.
I was just spilling water everywhere.
Pouring gravy on top of the mixing board.
Ooh, gravy. I would never waste gravy like that. You know that.
No, question. I'm tired of that question. Can you guys do that? Will you submit some new questions into the social media lounge that we can start asking everybody? Because that was a fun one, but I think it's run its course. We had one that we used to ask. Belly will go under the table if I say it on the air. So Should I just tell them what I used to ask people?
Oh, well, I want people to go on the deep tracks and find out and see if they comment, if you can figure it out or remember.
It has to do with nude photos in a relationship.
Oh, great. Just tell them what it is.
That's your clue. So if you're on the podcast, go back and listen to some old ones. Luch Dog in the Morning is where we did a lot of that stuff. But this is a lot of fun, and I'm glad you guys enjoyed that interview as well as we did. That was fun.
Yeah.
So, Belly, let's get to some stuff here. Want to go open up the archives?
Yeah, man, let's go. What you got?
Just knocked a whole bunch of them. But let's talk about this CNET article.
Yes, I want to. I'm interested in talking about this.
Well, Belly, did you see what's going on here? CNET is it's a website. Obviously, you guys know they review stuff and they have products, reviews, how tos. But Belly, they reviewed the pint.
Good for them. That's some big advertisement for them.
Yeah, well, I thought that was cool because I was just kind of perusing as I usually do as I drop my morning
dew. I mean, they do product reviews, tech news, like they're mostly like a website that kind of like goes around and reviews this kind of stuff like the pint.
Right. And so I saw Future Motion put out like a promo on like one of the Facebook ads and was just like, hey, check out CNET's new review of the pint. And I was like, oh, cool. That's a pretty legit, you know, website to review them. And then I read the review and I wanted to bring it to you guys because I don't know how I feel about this now. So I will just let you make your own decisions and then we'll discuss. I'm going to read. It's only like three paragraphs, but the hook is at the end. And I want to just kind of pose this to the group and see what you guys think. This is from Mark Lucia of CNET. He says, one of my favorite new modes of personal transportation is the One Wheel Plus XR. Who's calling us right now, Belly, in the middle of my monologue?
I don't know.
I want you to pick up the phone.
The phone is, unfortunately, the phone is not charged.
Pick up the phone and I'm yelling at them.
The phone's
right now.
Not charged.
It's all right.
The phone is totally dead funny. On this end, folks. Sorry.
Get on. Call lines are closed, all right? Clyde is busy.
I don't even have that plugged in.
Yeah. All right. You can.
One of the things I forgot to plug in today.
We're not taking calls, but I appreciate your effort.
Sorry, folks.
Back to the article from Mark Lucia of CNET. He says, one of my favorite new modes of personal transportation is the One Wheel Plus XR. It's a self-balancing one-wheeled motorized scooter that I used to terrorize the streets of New York last year. But the XR model is $1,800. It's a hefty price for avoiding the subway. Now, One Wheel creator Future Motion has a new, cheaper version. This smaller, lighter model is called the One Wheel Pint, and it comes with a smaller price tag as well, $950. The board comes in three different colors, sage, slate, and sand. Sage is a limited edition color during the launch window. And as we get to the end of this, here we go. I was one of the few people invited to take the One Wheel Pint for a test ride at a recent Manhattan launch event, and I have to say I was quite impressed. For anyone who's ridden the XR, the first thing they'll notice is how much smaller the pint is. This makes it lighter, easier to carry, easier to ride, and simpler to dismount. But they'll also see that it's more agile and still has plenty of torque. Future Motion CEO Kyle Dorkson said he wanted a one wheel that was more intuitive for new riders. The Pint implements a new feature called Simple Stop that allows novice riders to tilt the board back and come to a complete stop so that they can step off. On previous models, riders had to perform a tricky heel raise move or just jump off the board. The Pint is available for pre-order now and starts shipping in May. Note: CNET may get a share of revenue from the sale of the product featured on this page.
Now, is that a prominent thing on all CNET articles?
I would like to find that out. And that's what I'm asking everyone. I am not big into CNET. I don't read a lot of CNET reviews, but unless, you know, it's something that I like. But is it a review if you paid for it?
Yeah, I mean, who's getting the money? I mean, I guess it's CNET. It's not like it's going to be the writer of this article.
Revenue share? That's like that. I mean, I don't even care if it's a 1%. That's a lot of money. So you think they'd get more than a 5-paragraph fluff article? I mean, this doesn't say anything.
Yeah, it doesn't really go over the features. It doesn't. Does it have any video?
No.
So it doesn't have any video.
It's got a picture of a guy standing next to a pint. That's it. If you want to look at it, it's at cnet.com/news/onewheelpint. You'll just Google it. Mm-hmm. It's like a paragraph, this URL. But I don't know. I'm not really sure how I feel about that because I deal in a world of reviews and I don't, you know, I can't imagine.
It's
what's the point of reading a review that was paid for? What is the point of that?
I mean, like, reviews.
Does that anything for you, Belly?
A lot of reviews are paid for. I mean, video games are very common in this. When websites like GameSpot and things like that do reviews on them, part of it money goes towards getting those reviews out to get these things sold. It's the same thing with movies. It's the same thing with tech. It's really part of spreading the word about you got to spend money to make money, right? And this is part of it now. It's where you got to get the reviews out, even though there are so many free reviews. I mean, you can go on YouTube, you can Google a review for literally anything, and someone's out there giving their opinion on it. So it's one of those things.
A lot of people are saying it's an affiliate link, which I understand, but it is apparently a normal practice in a lot of the industry. Mm-hmm. So, okay, that's fine. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm right or wrong on this, but I read that and I was like, oh, well, what's the point of the, I guess it's paid promotion is what some people are saying in there. And I feel you know, some of you guys are saying that's common practice. Mm-hmm. Now, Copy Imitation in the Social Media Lounge does a lot of work on YouTube. And he says, most of my reviews have affiliate links, but I retain the right to express my own opinion. I never fluff a review. I mean, that's a good point, but didn't that feel a little fluffy to me? What was that? That was just literally just paid words. That wasn't a review. I'm not trying to tear it apart. I wanted to ask you guys, and thank you for clarifying. Apparently, that's something that you do. So what do we do now, Belly? You want to just pay somebody to tell everyone how awesome we are?
Sounds expensive.
For buying the one wheel. They're paying CNET just to get it out there into more people's eyes. All right,
exactly.
Good. Very good.
And that's the thing. Like, because CNET does their own advertising in their own way. So they're getting revenue back is kind of recuperating the money that CNET will spend to get these advertisements out.
Yeah, gotcha. And if you're asking, I mean, they like the product. What do you want them to say? That's cool. They didn't say anything. I'd like to hear about their experiences. I mean, it's very easy to write 4 paragraphs about a board that we all knew. Did anybody learn anything from that review?
Things were visual cues, like it's smaller, yeah. Better.
I'm just saying that
doesn't
really
sound
just
like
a
they actually
piece of.
It didn't sound like they actually wrote it.
Yeah, that's all. And so I was just curious how you guys felt about that. Apparently I'm wrong. Okay. I didn't like it. Didn't do a lot for me, but that's okay. If you don't like something, maybe it's just not for you. That's fine. I'm not here to bash.
You ain't pay. You're not for the sponsored, because literally on top of those ads like that on Facebook, it'll say sponsored ads. So then those Facebooks are built. Those are built in. I mean, I've been seeing those ads because we're in so many one wheel groups.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm sure everyone in the One Wheel group has seen the ad because it's just geared towards them.
Well, I brought it up because people are questioning us about Future Motion marketing practices. And so I thought that was interesting because it was basically a marketing advertisement. And that's fine.
Where the argument comes in, because we know we're getting it, but a lot of people that are already getting it already have a One Wheel or already have ordered a pint. And it's the people, how do you reach the people that haven't seen it? And this is where you do. And that's CNET, where people just go to this every day this is their review website. That's the thing.
Right,
CNET
right.
is a dedicated review website where people are going to specifically to get this kind of information. So this is where it gets on new eyes. So this is actually really,
maybe it's
once
helpful
we
for them.
Settle
I mean,
down,
if,
yeah.
We want more riders. I'm not against them marketing. Mm-hmm. I like to ask these questions to get you guys thinking and in the same time get Future Motion thinking and try to push them a little bit, because you've got people asking, why don't they market towards the exercise factor? Why don't they market towards, you know, people who don't have a board, like Matty Potts was saying. Let's keep giving them ideas so that we can help them grow the way that we want them to. Absolutely. Belly, I got something that's going to make everybody laugh. I hope you can play this video with sound. Can you go into the archives and do the Roomba? This is good. It says some guy modified his Roomba to swear when it bumps into shit. And since it's kind of a one wheel, just fun little fluff, not fluff, but fun little 10 seconds here. Do you have that up?
Yeah, the video here.
Yeah, just play this for the video. It's like 10 seconds.
Hold on.
Just make sure the volume's up.
Of course the volume's up. It's on the same computer as you. Oh, wait.
Oh, look whose volume's down. Stop getting mean. So now I want to ask the question, can we get our one wheel to talk? Can we make that happen? Scientists, can we make that happen? Because the EUCs make noises. I guess there's not a way to do it. There's no speaker on the one wheel, but you could do it through the app, maybe.
Was there a speaker on the Roomba?
I don't know. I didn't
DJ
think so.
DJ Roomba?
That's what I'm saying. I'm challenging the one wheel mad scientists. Come on, man. If you can get that thing to talk to us, like maybe when it's dying, it's just like.
It's like, hey. Hey, I'm thirsty. Hey. Give me battery, please.
Time for a safety break.
Plug me in.
I just love seeing people get creative. Did you see this one with June Kim below it? What the hell is that? What did he make? June Kim is always making new stuff, and I wanted to show the people this picture. Belly, what am I looking at? This thing is massive.
Yeah, that thing, that's a monster truck of one wheels is what it looks like.
Yeah, so
it's
going to
jump over 10 cars later.
Like, what am I looking at? This is, the folks on the podcast, it is a, are you showing everybody? Yeah, so it's a one wheel looking thing that he clearly made himself. But next to the one wheel, it's like three times the size of it. It's like, it's got like a tractor tire on it. And I don't know if I'm being fooled by Photoshop. Like, is this something that got outsourced to Parker Steck? Like, what's happening here?
I mean, for me, it looks like it just looks like a monster straight out of like a movie. If it had horns on the front of it, I think it should have spikes on the front of it and like real spikes to really get the draw of this thing, because it looks like a monster truck. It looks terrifying. It looks like something that would crush some cars.
Dude, one of the GIFs that is below it just says, "No thanks, I choose life." Die on that thing. Oh, that's good. No, that's good. So we've got fun stuff coming up for the month. We've got John Stock will join us next week. Talk a little bit about the Denver Rocky Mountain mob. I am also talking to Anna Orlovska. She's going to come on and join us hopefully as well next week. She was supposed to be on last week, but something came up, emergency in the schedule. Nothing. I mean, she's fine. But yeah, we'll get her on here as well. So I'm excited to do that. For you guys, because I think it's good to see new riders and just get a feel. But we haven't done a day without guests in a while, and I'm proud of that. I think that's what makes this show sticky, Belly, is the guests and the interviews.
Mm-hmm. Always gotta highlight the community that we that so greatly has the opportunity. We get to highlight a community that really does so many amazing things. I mean, we just have these guys on from Dallas that are putting together this huge highlight video, and that's just today. I mean, we've had Ry Cantrell
on. By the way,
recently.
They're not asking anybody for any. You know, 250 gigabytes of material they have to go through. I mean, you guys talk about editing your own stuff. That's
swimming
like
swimming in the ocean, man.
What?
It's swimming in the ocean.
I mean, they are bogged down. They're doing it for free. They're doing it so that all of us can enjoy something great.
Share the stuff.
So that is awesome. Belly, will you please type in for the people voiceofonewheel.com and show them how they can enter to win the free pint. We figured it out. Thank you to Parker who made this website for us and then created this functionality. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to enter for the one wheel pint giveaway, once we hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, we will be giving away a pint. And what you need to do is go over to the Voice of One Wheel, scroll down, and it says win a pint. It says start, and all you got to do is fill out that little field right there. Okay, so that is right how you enter to win the pint. You go over to the voiceofonewheel.com, scroll down, and you will see a box that says win a pint. Fill out that field, and you are entered to win a free one-wheel pint. I'm really excited for somebody. I hope it's a game changer. I hope it makes somebody really, really happy. I hope it gets new riders in here, and I hope you guys appreciate, you know, that we're really just glad to do this for you. We really are. I did a podcast. I went to a podcasting networking event last night here in Los Angeles, and I have been accepted into this group called Pod People. It's a business that connects podcasters and companies who want to build a podcast with people like me and Belly, who are producers and can make that happen and bring it to life. I was there with the head of talent acquisition for Stitcher. I was there. The head of HR was there for Stitcher. And there was like 100 people there just going around talking podcasts. And this is where things are happening, folks. This is the new future. Radio is dead. Podcasting is where it's at. And niche podcasts are really what I think the future is moving towards. And so when I was telling everybody, they'd be like, so what do you do? I was like, you ever see that electric skateboard riding around with the one big wheel in the middle of it? There's a lot of riders out here in California. And they're like, yeah, I do. I said, well, we highlight the voice of that community. And they're like, wait a minute. You do a show about a skateboard? I'm like, yeah. How many people does it get? And I tell them how many listeners, you know, over 1,000 an episode. And they're like, holy shit, are you kidding me? So this is definitely something that you guys, I've never done something that I've enjoyed so much. Put it that way. I'm a really good wedding DJ. I had somebody tell me this weekend that they had Christina Aguilera's wedding DJ for their daughter. And the guy was fabulous. And they never thought they'd see anything like it again. And then she told me, until I saw you do this today, I've never heard somebody put music together the way you do. It's like, cool. I still have more fun on the Voice of One Wheel.
I really do. By the way, I owe this to our One Woman, One Wheel.
I had a feeling that was coming. What'd she win it for? Tell the podcasters.
She made a comment after we made a comment of all the data and video that those guys have to go through, and she made the joke, it's going to be longer than Avengers Endgame, so get ready, folks.
Or just a regular baseball game.
Good on you, One Woman, One Wheel.
Regular baseball game's average running time is longer than Endgame.
That's why, baseball.
That's a problem. All right, Belly, we got to get the people out of here. Let's get some tunes on here, and then I will see you on Thursday, dude. I'm pumped to do it. Let's have some fun.
Yep. Until then, we'll just let's see here.
Wait. Can I get the one that I like that we started with? I like it so much.
That's what we're liking right now. Ghost Riding the Whip.
Tell the people what it's called.
We're just running on our own here. I'm running free.
You're running free.
I know. I'm wild and crazy.
Are you even playing music right now? What's happening?
I'm even playing music, man. You'd be hearing it. And that song I played in the beginning that I forgot. That song, Grassy Hill, is what I played in the beginning for Looch. And I play that song for Looch to intro him in because he is the king of the green surf. He loves his grassy rides.
Oh, you know I do. Just like everybody out there at who has good grass to ride on. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed today. I know I did. Thanks again to Jimmy Parman, Brian and Derek, who joined him. Remember to head over to stokebutter.com. Anytime you buy a shirt, just enter the code VoiceOfOneWheel, and you are now entered in a raffle for a free shirt next month. We'll do that every single month. And of course, we're giving away a free One Wheel pint. Just head over to voiceofonewheel.com and enter your name for the running. I hope you win. I hope you have a great day. Belly, have fun at work today. Say hi to Clyde, and I will see you on Thursday, my man.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Always fun to be here. See ya. You've just listened to another production from TTR Studios. If you like what we do here, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to TTR Studios on YouTube. And if you feel like becoming part of what we do here or receiving bonus content and gear, jump on over to patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC and join TTR Nation. And for all of us here at TTR Studios, we'll see you in the social media lounge. Later, folks.